This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah. We praise Allah because He is Allah. We praise Allah because He's our Rahman, our Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhimin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', Al-Musawwir, Al-Akhir, Al-Asma'. We praise Allah because He's the Merciful, He's the Holy, He's the embodiment and epitome of all of the meanings involved in His names. We praise Him because He is Allah, the creator of all that exists. And we thank Him for His blessings. Praise is expressing beautiful words of appreciation for beauty. Inna Allah jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. So we praise Allah for His beauty. And we thank someone for their blessings. We thank someone for their blessings. So we thank Allah for all of the blessings He's bestowed upon us. Those we know and those we recognize and those that we know not. As we all know, we just had in this country Thanksgiving Day. So we're not entering debate. Should we celebrate Thanksgiving or not? People are free to do what they want. But we do use this as an occasion to reflect on the nature of thankfulness in our religion and to provide an evidence or proof of the validity of that. In other words, identifying something in our cultural heritage and then using that to highlight an aspect of our religion. This is something the Prophet did, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the proof of that is a hadith related in Sahih Muslim, where the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "An-Nabiyyu, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qal, astaqu kalimatin qalaha sha'irun qawlu labid." That the truest word a poet spoke was the saying of Labid. So he identified something in the cultural heritage of the Arabs to make a religiously relevant point. فَمَاذَا قَالَ الْلَبِيدِ قَالَ لَبِيدِ أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلٌ وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَةَ زَائِلٌ. That everything besides Allah is false. In other words, it has no true independent existence except Allah. And every blessing will inevitably pass away. وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَةَ زَائِلٌ. And so the Prophet ﷺ took this line from the cultural heritage of the Arabs to emphasize the reality and the nature of Tawheed. أَلَّا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَخَلَى اللَّهَ بَعْطِلُ. Everything other than Allah is false. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And so we take this occasion of thankfulness to talk about a shukr. Thankfulness as our teachings, our religious teachings present them. The first thing is linguistically understanding the origin of shukr. One of the origins is found in the saying of the Arabs, Ibilun Shakur, Ibilun Shakur. So if you translate it literally, a thankful camel, but that's not the origin in the language. The origin, Ibilun Shakur, is a camel that gets fat on a little bit of grass. So that's the camel you want. You don't want the camel, the pasture is scarce in the Arabian Peninsula. You don't want a camel that eats and eats and eats all by himself, eats all the grass and doesn't even get fat. You want a camel that'll eat a little bit and gets nice and fat, gives a lot of milk. That's the origin. And this tells us, gives us insight into the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur. Amongst the names of Allah, Ash-Shakur. And some of us, like myself, we convert to Islam and we start to learn things and then we misapply them. So one of the first things we learn is Assalamu alaikum, of course. Then we learn shukran. If someone gives you something, say shukran. What does shukran mean? Shukran means thanks. And so we get to Allah's name, as shukur. We say, oh, Allah is the thankful. No. The meaning of the name goes back to the linguistic origin. So Ibn Shakur, the camel that gets fat on a little bit of grass. Allahu as shakur, hu yu'ti thawaban jazilan ala amalin qaleel. The one who gives a great reward for a little bit of action. So you see the shakur? The camel eats a little grass and gets fat. We give a little bit of action to Allah and He gives us incredible reward. That's Allah al-shakur. Al-hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha ila sab'i mi'adif ila ad'afin kathira. The good deeds you do, al-hasanatu, are multiplied 10 times over. So one hasana. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. Don't belittle the slightest good you can do. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلَقٍ. Even greeting your brother, greeting your sister with a pleasant face. It's a hasana, just smiling. And that's multiplied 10 times over. One word in the Quran, one letter in the Quran that we recite. La taqul alif lam mim harf. La taqul alif lam mim harf. Walakin alif harf, walam harf, wa mim harf, wal hasanatu bi ashri amthaliha. Don't say alif lam li, alif lam mim is a single letter. Rather, alif is an individual letter. Mim is an individual, lam is an individual letter, mim is an individual letter, and each letter is multiplied 10 times over. Man yu'ti thawaban jazilan ala amlin qaleel. Ash-shakur. This is Allah, ash-shakur. Now, we know two types of people. To just dwell on this point. All of us know them. One is Al-Shakur and the other one is Al-Kafur. So the thankful person is Shakur and the ingrate is Kafur or Kafir. And the thankful Shakir. Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَإِذْ تَأَذْنَ لَرَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنْ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. When your Lord proclaimed, and here is not لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ, if you give thanks, I will multiply the blessings. So this is a manifestation of الشكور, Allah giving increase for thanks or gratitude for his blessing. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, so it's not talking about rejecting faith. It's talking about rejecting the blessing. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. You should know my punishment is severe. So we know two types of people. We know one person, he needs $100. She needs $100. And we only have $5. You say, well, I only have five. I give here, take $5. One person says, Jazakallah khair, mashallah. You know, this is the seed money. This is the barakah in this $5. The rest will be easy. The other 95 is easy. This person is shakur. He's thanking and appreciative for the littlest of blessings. Then the other type is kafur. Astaghfirullah, you know you got it, man. Why are you holding back? Look at your car, man. You drive, you're rolling up here in a Tesla. We don't even hear you rolling up. You know you got it. You're holding back $5. Astaghfirullah, man. Take the $5 back. No, I'll keep it. But a'udhu billah. No matter how much you give, he wants more. We should ask ourselves, are we shakur or are we kafur? No one in this country should be kafur. Look at the blessings. Look at the blessings. Some of us, unfortunately, no one here necessarily, this is a generalized statement. They're like the person Allah describes in the Quran. Dharni wa man khalaqtu wahida. Waj'altu lahu malan mamduda. Wa banina shuhuda. Thumma yatma'u an azid. Kalla innahu kana bi ayatina anida. Leave me alone to deal with the one I created alone. Our fair brothers and sisters, at the end of it, it's going to be one-on-one. One-on-one. Us against Allah. You know who's going to be in control of that game. You're not, you play your little brother, you might beat him one-on-one. But when it's one-on-one with Allah Ta'ala, you're totally at his mercy. Varni wa man khalaqtu wahida. Wa ja'altu lahu ma lam mamduda. We've given him expansive wealth. Everywhere he looks, he can see his wealth. It's like some of us in our backyards. We look this way, we see our house. We look this way, we see the pool. We look that way, we see the nice shed that will be a house for someone in some countries. We look that way, we see the woods. They're our woods. Malam mamduda, wa banina shuhuda. What does that mean? He's so wealthy that his sons are always there in his sight. They don't have to go herd the camels. They don't have to join the caravan. They don't have to go hunting. He's got all his so much wealth, his sons can just stay there and chill. Wa banina shuhuda. Wa mahattu lahu tamhida. And we've made everything easy for him. Look how easy we have it. Everything easy. And then what? ثُمَّ يَطْمَعُ أَنْ أَزِيدُ. Then he wants even more. He wants even more. He's not satisfied. And this materialism can make us unsatisfied. We have a roof, we have a house, we have shelter, we have heat, we have food. But we want more. And why does Allah say he's not going to give him more? Kalla innahu kana bi ayatina anida. He's been stubborn in rejecting our signs. He's been stubborn in rejecting our signs. In other words, all of these gifts have not enhanced, beautified, adorned his heart with faith. La ilaha illallah. The Quran speaks of human reality. Some of us get caught up and we forget the blessings. We forget our parents' struggles. Some of us, we forget our parents came here with nothing. They worked day and night to put a roof over our heads, to change our diapers, to clean our up after us, to feed us, to give us a good education, sacrifice, saved up their money to move into an area with a good school district, like this town. They could have stayed in some town where houses are cheaper. They wouldn't have to work as hard. They could have dropped one of the jobs, but they did it all for you. And then we forget because of the smallest inconvenience, not something necessary. Our fuqaha developed a scheme of absolutely essential things, dururiyat, and things that are needs, but they're not absolutely essential, hajat. And then tahsiniyat, things that beautify and adorn. So we can absolutely do without them. But they beautify. And so we become dismissive of Allah's blessing because of tahsiniyat. Oh, Dad, why won't you buy me that kind of sneaker? You already have 10 pairs. What do you need that particular one for? It's not a need, it's not a necessity, it's not a need, it's not essential. But that sparks a crisis within some of us. We should be shakur. Those who, for the smallest blessings, are thankful. Our ulama, they mention the three manifestations of thankfulness. Shukrun ashukru bil qalb, wa shukru bil lisan, wa shukru bil jawarih. Thankfulness with the heart. And that lies in acknowledging and recognizing the blessing. And so the person who's in a faith crisis, because they couldn't get a pair of sneakers, or because they might be older in age, because their husband didn't get a house with stainless steel appliances, or whatever. That person doesn't recognize the blessing in the heart. Why? Because the heart has become hard and cold and therefore unreceptive to blessings. So the heart has become blind. Allah says, it's not the vision that becomes blind, it's the hearts that become blind. So they can't see the blessing. That's why it's important for us to stay close, or have a close relationship with Allah, a close relationship with the Quran, because those are the things that soften our hearts. It's important to keep our heart, our tongues, moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the things that cleanse and soften our hearts. Those are the things that illuminate our hearts. When our hearts are illuminated and there's light, we can see the blessings. Ash-shukru bil qalb wa shukru bil lisan. And then thankfulness with the tongue. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. and thanking people. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ فَلَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. One who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. Thank your parents for raising you responsibly. Thank your parents for sacrificing for you. Thank your children for coming to Jummah. For everyone that comes, there's 10 that probably don't come. If yours are one of the 1 out of 10 who come, thank them for being an obedient child. Thank them, brothers and sisters. Ash-shukru bil-lisan. And then ash-shukru bil-jawarih. And thankfulness with the limbs. So Islam is not talk. The word itself implies action. So mustar. Aslama yuslimu islama. So the process of submitting, the act of submitting, it involves action. The mustar, we say in English, a verbal noun. It has the quality of the noun not being attached to any of the periods of time, the present, the past, the future. Because a verb is an action connected to time. Daraba. So I hit him. He hit him. Daraba. Yadribu. He's hitting him or will hit him. Idrib. Hit him. It has to be in the future. Dhahab is the action of going, but there's no time associated with it. So there's action though. Islam is that type of word. Mustar. It has action associated with it. And so what is the family of Dawood instructed to do? I'malu ala Dawood shukra. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. O family of Dawood, the two interpretations for shukra. Tamyiz, just clarifying the action, which means everything you do, do it out of appreciation to Allah. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. When you eat, thank Allah. When you put on your clothing, and you have clothing, clean clothing to put on, thank Allah. When you go to your job, and you have a lawful employment, so you're not morally conflicted, because your job might involve something haram, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're involved in something haram, and you're morally conflicted, thank Allah because your heart is still alive. And then look for something better. Don't leave what you have, generally speaking. Because you leave it without finding something better, might precipitate more haram than is involved in working at that place. But have thankfulness for a heart that's still alive. And because the heart is still alive, you can be morally conflicted. So tamyiz or mafrulun bihi, i'malu ala Dawooda shukra. So mafrulun bihi, work acts of shukr. I'malu ala Dawooda shukran. And what are those? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us when he's described by Aisha radiallahu anha, qala, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقوم من الليل حتى تورمت وتفطرت قدماه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would stand for prayer at night until his feet swole or until his feet cracked. فقلت لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. So I said to him, why are you doing this, O Messenger of Allah, when your past or future sins have been forgiven, or mistakes? Let's not say sin, bihaqi Rasulillah. Your past or future mistakes have been forgiven. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not then love to be a thankful servant? Should I not then love to be a thankful servant? So the limbs being involved in the prayer were an expression of his thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, every opportunity you get to involve your limbs in worship, take advantage of that opportunity. Shukran lillah. Out of your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As an expression of your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, and when we have a thankful ummah, and this is the last point we'll make as the time has expired. We'll go back to the verse with ta'adhana rabbukum la in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum in 'adhabi la shadid. And when your Lord proclaimed, if you give thanks for my blessings, I will increase you in those blessings. And if you fail to give thanks, if you are ungrateful, you should know that my punishment is severe. Do we have a what is that? It's describing envy, amongst other things. Because envy is the desire to see a blessing Allah has given his servant taken away. It's one of the epitomes of ingratitude. It's an epitome of ingratitude. إرادة إزالة النعمة أنعمها الله على عبدي. Because you want Allah's blessing upon someone else to be taken away. So when we have that attitude and that orientation widespread in our societies, what does it open the gateway to? وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you reject my blessings, you should know that my punishment is severe. So, brothers and sisters, by being a nation, by being a community of thankful people, we invite the blessings of Allah. It's a mafhum and mukhalafa, the opposing implication. If ingratitude brings the punishment and the eradication of the blessings, gratitude brings the graces and an increase in the blessings. وَلَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. May Allah bless us to be a thankful community. May Allah bless us to be thankful individuals. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to express our appreciation with our tongues, to do the things that will soften our hearts so that we can acknowledge and be receptive to the blessings and responsive to the blessings. And may Allah bless us to express our gratitude for his blessings with our bodies. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to pray. Shukran lillah. Thankful out of gratitude to Allah. To pick up the Quran when we have some spare time out of gratitude to Allah. To fast a day here and there when we're feeling healthy and strong out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ ولسائر المؤمنين يقوم استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيوننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. A final point, may Allah bless us to be those people who can recognize the greatness of Allah's mercy and bounty in the smallest graces and blessings that are bestowed upon us. Because we don't know, taqillah wa law shikki tamra. Ward off the punishment of hell even with half a date you might give in charity. Someone might give us half a date, but they only had one date. And they could kept one for their child or themselves to break their fast with on that day, and they gave the other half to us. That's all they had. And so we might think it's small, but it's great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should treat it as if this is the greatest gift I've ever received. That little small card someone took time to write out and send to me. We should see it as the greatest gift that we could ever receive. And that's shakur. Allahumma ghfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat rabbana la tuzigh qulubana